We have anybody else here to speak against 1447?
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
My name is Joseph Jackson, and I'm the coordinator of Maine Prisoner Advocacy Coalition. I'm also a consultant with MaineWorks, a company who hires prisoners as soon as they get out. I'm also a former prisoner, and I've served in 6 of the 7 prisons that here reside in Maine, including MCC. I'm here to speak out against this bill. One is because the voters are being excluded, as we have heard here today. We talk about the history. I was also in Maine State Prison in Thomaston when the new Maine State Prison in Warren was proposed being built. I also know that it was put before the voters and shot down, and that the Department of Corrections came to this legislative body and used this same technique to push this new prison through. At the time, I was with the NAACP. I'm also a founder of Maine State Prison NAACP. And I called legislators, committee members down, Wendy Bloom being one of them. A few came down who had actually supported it when it came to this body. But when they came there and discovered what was going on there, they regretted their vote. You see, one of the reasons is when they regret their vote is because all this money is going into what we call increased security mindedness in exchange of rehabilitative processes. There's no money here being allocated to rehabilitative things. So we talk about Maine Correctional Center. We say most of the prisoners are going to get out. I would say all of them, because they're 7 years and less going to be released back into our communities. Our recidivism rate right now in Maine is at 40%. That's because we measure it at 1 year. Most of the country measured at 3 years, and they're at 66%. So what is the issue that's happening here? One of the things that's happening here is that there is no housing for the prisoner when he gets out. And that what is the Maine Department of Correction, what is their responsibility end? You have legislative programs that you have enacted to address this issue, like community confinement, that has been underutilized. Most of the states are reducing their prison population while we are seeking to increase ours. Now, I don't even want to talk about this. $165 million is one thing, but who thinks that it's going to end at the $165 million and that our Department of Correction budget is not going to continue to increase? So that has to be an issue that is going to be put before the voters. One of the other things I wanted to talk about is that, we talk about the need for more housing. You know, Maine State Prison has an empty pod. The part at Maine State Prison is empty, being used for training for their SOG team and not used for beds. We talk about the need of the building. I acknowledge that at MCC, Security North, Security South, and Security East, because I was there, is in need of rebuilding. It is in need of remodeling. It is in need to be replaced. But how do you replace that? How many people are being held there? Because I can say in Security East alone that there's not enough people to fill the pod. So we shouldn't be living in a place where the roof is leaking, and in the shower you can see the roof, and it's bad up there. So I don't understand. Secondly, when we're talking about building a new prison and not addressing, recidivism, what's the whole point? We're talking about treatment, but these people are getting out and coming back. So we're not coming up with new ideas. There has to be new ideas to address a prisoner. He's going to get out with $50, and now he has to work 2 weeks before he get a paycheck. Or he gets out and he still has substance abuse issues. Why? Because there is no mechanism within the Department of Correction to reward him for going to substance abuse. You can only punish him if he don't go. See, these are the kind of things that need to be addressed within the Department of Correction before we start talking about building a new building. The building we have here at MSP now is starting to turn into a Guantanamo Bay, where they have concussion grenades going off from training. Guys walking around with military shotguns, even though they're calling them non-lethal. That never happened at Thomaston. And everybody at Thomaston was there, maximum security prisoners. That never happened. No one is associating this increased security mindedness with the increase in violence. Prisoners adapt. Human beings adapt. You're going to adapt to a situation. The new prison that you built became sterile. You begin to strip the humanity from it. These are blank walls that nobody can put anything on. And when you're in that kind of condition, it is not healthy. We have a predominant number of people in that prison that have mental illnesses, veterans with PTSD, and they're going to be going to all of these places. How are we going to heal them and treat them when we're going to release them? And so, yes, we are in opposition of this, and we would definitely like to see this thing go before the voters, because we believe that the reason why we're here is because we know the voters are going to pass it. The reason why this bill is being put forward is because the voters have always rejected this argument without having some other mechanisms in place. And so that's the reason why I'm sitting here today to speak against this bill, and I look forward to any questions.
Any questions? Senator Grassofsky.
Welcome for being here. Thank you.
Thank you.
You did some time at Thomaston?
Yes, sir.
Have you been by Thomaston since
it's gone.
You changed it?
Yes, sir. I've actually visited the wood store, craft room store, for the very first time. And I asked.
What's left where the old prison was? What's left where the old prison was? What did they do with that?
One wall, I think. It's one wall left.
Did they build a big factory to hire people?
No, there's no factories there. It's an empty field, and one wall left as a reminder that there used to be a prison.
But when they moved that prison, because they did move it to Warren, and
yes,
we've all been through Warren, that was in driving distance of most of the officers to just switch locations.
True. I agree with that. So one of the things that happened when we went from the old facility to the new facility, and I want to make sure I say this, we also have been seeing this increase of Department of Correction dollars, money going to this budget. But at the old prison, prisoners could make money to make sure when they got out of prison, they had more choices. Not every prisoner in prison right now is currently making any money, but guess what? If every prisoner gets in trouble, he's sanctioned money. So you see, these are the differences between what we're talking about as rehabilitative measures versus security measures. Yes, there's a security mind in the aspect, but you're releasing people. And how are we going to release these people? We're going to release them with the way they have choices, or are we going to continue the same mantra of 40-some percent recidivism rate, or 66, depending on what year you're discussing?
Thank you. Any other questions? Seeing none, thank you very much. Do we have anyone?